My body aches. My bones and skin and muscles scream against the pressure and the change, till I'm on medication that turns the scream into a dull, forever moan. I sleep for days. I dream of home and family. Every night I wake after seeing Io hang yet again. She sways across my mind. I miss her warmth in bed beside me, even though they give me an HC immersion mask for distraction. Gradually, I'm weaned from the pain medication. My muscles still aren't used to the density of my bones, so my existence becomes a melodic ache. They begin to feed me real food. Mickey sits on the edge of my cot, stroking my hair well into the nights. I don't care that his fingers feel like spider legs. I don't care that he thinks I am some piece of art. His art. He gives me something called a hamburger. I love it. Red meats and thick creams and breads and fruits and vegetables make my diet. I have never eaten so well. You need the calories, Mickey coos. You have been so strong for me. Eat well. You deserve this food. How am I doing? I ask. Oh, the hard parts are over, my darling. You are a brilliant boy, you know. They have shown me the tapes from the other procedures where other carvers tried this. Oh, how clumsy the other carvers were. How weak the other subjects. But you are strong, and I am brilliant. He taps my chest. Your heart is like that of a stallion's. I've never glimpsed one like it before. You were bitten by a pit viper when you were young, I assume.
I was. Yes.
I thought so. Your heart had to adjust to counteract the effects of the poison. My uncle sucked most of the poison out when I was bitten, I say. No. Mickey laughs. That's a myth. The poison cannot be sucked out. It still runs through your veins, forcing your heart to be strong if you want to continue to live. You are something special. Just like me.
Then, I will not die in here?
I manage. Mickey laughs.
No, no. We are beyond that now.
There will be pain, but we are past the threat of mortality. Soon we will have made man into God, red into gold. Even your wife would not recognize you.
That is all I've ever feared.
When they take my eyes and give me ones of gold, I feel dead inside. It's a simple matter of reconnecting the optic nerve to the donor's eyes, Mickey says. A simple thing he's done a dozen times for cosmetic purposes. The hard part was the frontal lobe surgery, he says.
I disagree.
There is the pain, yes. But with the new eyes,
I see things I once could not. Elements are clearer, sharper, and more painful to bear.
I hate this process. All it is a confirmation of the superiority of the Golds. It takes all this to make me their physical equal. No wonder we serve them.
It's not mine. None of this is mine. My skin is too soft, too lustrous, too faultless. I don't know my body without scars. I don't know the back of my own hands. Io would not know me. Mickey takes my hair next. Everything has changed. It is weeks of physical therapy. Walking slowly around the room with Evie, the winged girl, I'm left to my own thoughts. Neither one of us cares much to speak. She has her demons, and I have mine. So we are quiet and calm, except when Mickey comes to coo about what pretty children we would make together. One day, Mickey even brings an antique zither for me, with a soundboard of wood instead of plastic. It is the kindest thing he's ever done. I do not sing, but I play the solemn songs of Lycos, the traditional ones of my clan that no one beyond the mine will ever have heard. He and Evie sit with me sometimes, and though I think Mickey a wretched sort of creature, I feel as though he understands the music. Its beauty. Its importance. And afterward, he says nothing. I like him then, too. At peace.
Well, you're a bit sterner than I first measured, Harmony says to me one morning as I wake. Where have you been? I ask, opening my eyes. Finding donors. She flinches as she sees my irises. The world does not stop because you are here, she says. We had work to do. Mickey says you can walk. I am growing stronger. Not strong enough, she surmises, looking me over. You look like a baby giraffe. I'll fix that. Harmony takes me beneath Mickey's club to a grungy gymnasium lit by sulphurous bulbs. I like the feel of the cold stone on my bare feet. My balance has returned, and it's a good thing because Harmony does not offer me her arm. Instead, she waves me to the center of the dark gymnasium. We bought these for you, Harmony says.